Chapter 1. Sadie. Tuesday, March 15th, 1943. Bluestone, Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. There were three tricks to hiding. First, it was important to breathe as shallow as possible. If you were doing it right, your nostrils barely flared, and your breathing was as shallow as the James River in drought-hot summer heat. Next, a good rabbit tamed its racing heart and did not allow it to pound and drum against the ribs. Sounds had a tendency to echo beyond the confines of the body. And the third trick, and not the least by far, was keeping your eyes cast downward. You never looked at whoever was hunting you. A fox might not be able to see a rabbit, but it could feel its stare as surely as if it were being tapped on the shoulder. Sadie Thompson crouched behind the thick tangle of a honeysuckle bush, twisting around the large stump of a fallen oak. Her heart beat fast in her chest, rapping against her ribs so hard she struggled to catch her breath. She was out of shape, and the mile-long run through the woods from her old truck had taken a surprising toll. A year ago, she would have done the run like a deer, twice as fast, without breaking a sweat. Darkness had descended on the Blue Ridge Mountains, tossing an inky blackness over the land. What little moonlight trickled through the thick, rain-ripe clouds was caught in the canopy of trees. An owl hooted. Deer, disturbed by her unwelcome intrusion, bolted through the woods. The poor visibility suited Sadie. She was accustomed to traveling at night and was intimately acquainted with the hills and the valleys of Nelson County. Her father had taught Sadie and her brothers how to negotiate the narrow back roads, barely wide enough for a car. It could be rough going, but they were the best routes moonshiners had when avoiding the law. Her pa had made them memorize the sharpest curves in the road, walk the old Indian paths that cut up the side of the mountains, and he'd shown them the secluded caves best suited for cooking mash and moonshine. She and her family knew all the ins and outs of this part of Virginia, and they could stay lost forever, if that was what they wanted. Sadie pressed her face against the damp leaves and took a moment to shake off the lingering panic that had sent her bolting into the night. Crickets whirred nearby, and a spider crawled over her hand, but she gave neither a second thought. She had a bigger problem facing her now. Sheriff Kurt Boyd had arrived at her mother's house an hour ago, most likely bent on arresting Sadie for attempted murder, maybe even murder, if the man did not pull through. Sadie was not a bit sorry for what she had done, but now wished she had been smarter about exacting her revenge. She had run from her mother's house with not even enough time to pack a bag or kiss her sleeping baby before sprinting to her truck. She put the car in neutral and coasted down the backside of the hill, careful not to make a sound. Only at the bottom did she start the engine, but the sheriff must have heard the commotion of the rumbling engine and taken off after her. She drove as far as her old truck's radiator would take her until it boiled over, leaving her no way to quickly repair it. Arms pumping and her work boots rubbing against her swollen feet, she dashed into the brush as the rumble of Boyd's Dodge grew closer. She thought maybe she could cut across the mountain on an old Indian trail, but Boyd had seen that trick before and would simply circle around. That left her with no choice but to hunker down. She would wait Boyd out and maybe later circle back to her truck and see if it had cooled enough to run again. Her aim was to get to Charlottesville, and then ride a train as far away from Bluestone as she could manage. As she lay on the ground behind the shrubs, the rumble of a car engine echoed. She recognized the sound of the sheriff's grumbling Dodge engine moving slowly down the road. He knew she was close. He might not have been the smartest man, but he knew Indian paths, mining trails, and hiding spots almost as well as she did. Seconds later, headlights appeared. She pressed her belly closer into the damp soil, her tender breasts still filled with milk, straining against her roughly hewed shirt. Too curious for her.